Surrey Liberal MP Ken Hardy says Justin Trudeau probably should have pulled the plug on himself a year ago, shortly after the embattled Prime Minister announced January 6 he's stepping down and asked the Governor-General to prorogue Parliament until March 24. The veteran Liberal MP for Fleetwood Port Kells Ken Hardy, who has served that riding since 2015, says a new Liberal leader will have to be named before March 24. Proroguing is the term used for when a session is discontinued without the parliament being dissolved. Generally speaking, what happened today, if we look back, probably should have happened a year ago, but it is what it is. We simply have to move forward. There are differences of opinion what kind of process is needed right now. There's some that say there should be an interim leader appointed right away who can hit the ground and get things going. Others, including Mr. Trudeau, were talking this morning about a full-fledged leadership contest, which is somewhat time-consuming, and one would wonder if there's really time to do that and get somebody in place with enough time to get themselves established. Whoever will be running under the Liberal banner in Fleetwood Port Kells in the next federal election, Hardy told the NOW leader back in May 2023, it won't be him. Hardy has been serving that riding since 2015. I'm quite resolute on this one, he said at the time. If this government goes the full distance, it'll be 10 years and one day since I was first elected, and I'll be 78, so that's, you know, it's time to hang it up and give the young'uns a chance. He reconfirmed his decision not to run on January 6. I told them 3 years ago I was going to retire, and that remains, yes. Asked who he'd support for leader after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation, Hardy replied that, that's a tough one. I've already had phone calls on behalf of people who are going to step forward. He said he can't reveal names, at this point. Hardy said what he's going to be looking for is a shift in the party, to better reflect what we've been hearing from the street. We hear things as individual MPs, we see what cabinets and the Prime Minister have brought forward, and what they brought forward is all good, but it's not directly addressing the things that seem to matter most to Canadians, and that's a mistake, and I think that's a mistake we have an opportunity to fix. Asked what he thinks the Liberal Party's prospects are come election time, and if its new leader might share a similar fate to Kim Campbell, who served as Progressive Conservative Prime Minister for 132 days in 1993 after an unpopular Brian Mulroney quit, only to see her party demolished at the polls from a majority government to just 2 seats, Hardy replied, well yeah, that's a discussion that has taken place off and on over the last few years in fact. Whether it's Kim Campbell or John Turner, that kind of outcome is always a possibility, he conceded. That said though, Hardy continued, you have to factor in current Tory leader Pierre Poilievre. More people do not like him than like him, and that's a curious position for somebody to be in, but it's something he's brought on himself by just basically his nastiness. He only has one speed, and that's nasty. Meantime, his advice to the new Liberal leader, whomever that might be, is to listen to the street. Listen to what Canadians are saying. Suk Dhaliwal, Liberal MP for Surrey Newton, will run for a 6th term in the next election. He agreed a new leader will be needed by March 24, but he doesn't yet have a candidate in mind. At this point in time, no, the candidates will come forward. I'm sitting back and seeing who's going to be, who are the people that will be running, and who will be the best to take us into the next election and take care of Canadians in the best way. Asked how he feels about Trudeau's resignation, Dhaliwal commended him, because he listened to his caucus MPs and he has listened to Canadians and has made a difficult decision and, you know, only the strong leaders can do that, basically who listen to Canadians contrary to the Conservatives. Asked about the prospect of a Liberal defeat a la Kim Campbell at the election polls, Dhaliwal replied, certainly not. There will be a lot of excitement among Canadians right now, heading into a Liberal leadership race, he maintains. Asked if he's thinking of entering the leadership race himself, Dhaliwal replied, no way. No, I'm happy to represent Surrey Newton because the people of Surrey Newton need an MP who is accessible and who's there to take their words to Ottawa. His advice for the next leader of his party. The leader who is going to be successful has to be a grassroots leader because the elected people are the lifeblood of people, Canadians. And that leader has to make sure, you know, take care of their hopes and deliver the things that Canadians need. Randeep Sarai, Liberal MP for Surrey Centre, is seeking a fourth term in office. He is not thinking of running for the leadership. My French is a bit rusty. He doesn't have a leader in mind yet. I'd like to see who comes out of the gates and what they have to offer for Canadians and see if that aligns with not only with my values but those that my constituents are kind of looking for. Like Hardy and Dhaliwal, Sarai doesn't foresee a Kim Campbell-type scenario unfolding at the polls. Once they demonstrate how great they are, he said of leadership contenders, and what their vision is, I think Canadians will be able to see 3 to 5 to 6 or 7 great candidates, see what they have to offer, and then they'll be able to make a decision. I think they'll be able to get a much better decision than what Pierre Poilievre has to offer. As for Trudeau, he said, he's had a great run, he's been elected for over 9 years going on his 10th year, he led the party for over 10 years, he surpassed Harper's tenure in terms of length of being in office and he's done some very huge legislative changes, a few very great policy changes, reduced poverty by almost 3 million people. Most leaders in Canada, he still left while he's in government as opposed to Harper, who got booted out, lost an election right. So I think he's still leaving while he's in government, so that's his choice and I think he made the right choice. Sarai's advice to the next Liberal leader is, to listen to people on the ground. Poilievre issued a statement Monday stating that, Canadians desperate to turn the page on this dark chapter in our history might be relieved today that Justin Trudeau is finally leaving. But what has really changed? Every Liberal MP in power today and every potential Liberal leadership contender fighting for the top job helped Justin Trudeau break the country over the last 9 years. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, meanwhile, said Trudeau let down Canadians. The problem is not just Justin Trudeau, Singh said, it's every minister that's been calling the shots. It's every Liberal MP that looked down their nose at Canadians who are worried about high costs or crumbling healthcare. The Liberals do not deserve another chance, no matter who is the leader. On the provincial politics front, Conservative Party of BC leader John Rusted also issued a statement Monday on Trudeau's resignation, saying it marks a pivotal moment for British Columbia and all Canadians. It's clear that Canadians are rejecting divisive, ideological leadership and are demanding a return to common-sense government, one that puts the priorities of everyday people ahead of out-of-touch policies. Here in British Columbia, Premier David Eby has lost his closest ally in Ottawa, Rusted remarked. He can no longer point fingers at the federal government to justify radical policies like the carbon tax, emissions caps, safe supply, decriminalization, and extreme identity politics, which British Columbians simply do not support. The Surrey Board of Trade, for its part, says the proroguing of Parliament is a significant concern for the board. Its spokesman Jasroop Gosal warned this will terminate essential committees like the U.S.-Canada Relations Committee at such a pivotal time. This committee plays a vital role in fostering strong economic ties between our two countries, and its dissolution will undoubtedly hinder progress on key trade and economic initiatives.